This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So before talking about sexual desire and anger, it's important to note that Al-Ghazali has his own compartmentalization of the ahwal, or the operations of the qalb, of the heart. Or here we're talking about the spiritual heart. And Al-Ghazali makes very clear the difference between the pump, the physical heart, and the spiritual heart. And so, for example, he mentions that there are three things, or three processes, if you like, or three classes he refers it to as, which kind of inhere in the qalb. Number one is, if you like, the carnal desires, which include sexual and aggressive urges, which we're going to come to now. But the other two are the propensity for the human being to enact qudra, to enact with power whatever it is their will that they want to enact. And the third thing is, he refers to as basically the idraq, or the hawas al-khams, or the five senses. So this is his compartmentalization. Now, on the point of sexual desire and urges, Al-Ghazali, he doesn't paint the picture necessarily that anger and sexual desire are negative forces in and of themselves. In fact, they have a function. If you think about it, and this is how he represents it, sexual desire is a pulling force and anger is a pushing force. Because when you're sexually aroused by something or somebody, you want them. Whereas when you're angry, it's destructive. You want to hurt them, or you want it away from you, you see. So it's a pushing force versus a pulling force. The appetites, or the sexual desire, and the anger. Now, he puts forward a series of interesting analogies. I'll just mention two here for time and brevity and conciseness. The first is of a city, actually. In a city here, where your akal, or your rationality, your intellect, your unemotional self, all these things are there, represents the king. And the police, the chief of police, is anger, emblematic of justice, disciplinarianism, and all these kind of things. But the chief of police is anger. So he says that you need to put anger into good use, basically. But if there's corruption, let's call it for the sake of argument, with the police, and then the police is trying to revolt against the leader, then the leader must, you know, take charge of the situation. Likewise, he puts forward another very interesting parable. He compares sexual desire to a pig. This is, you know, a pig is not going to be held to account for its sexual proclivities and its behavior. We see how a pig acts. It's a beastly animal. That's why many people say that men are pigs, or many women nowadays say men are pigs, because this is the truth in that. They can't control their sexual desire. Men have sometimes a heightened intensity in not being able to, or weakness, you could say, in not being able to control their sexual desire. Yeah, and this is why this kind of criticism, there's some truth in it, that men act like pigs sometimes. And this is what Al-Ghazali mentions, is that sexual desire represents the pig. And anger, the dog, he mentions, is anger. I will read this, in fact, from his translated work. It's become a PhD thesis, in fact, translation of the first book of the third quadroon, Ajab al-Qalb. He says that the dog is anger. For the carnivorous beast and the savage dog are not the dog and the beast from the standpoint of their appearance or color or shape, but because the spirit and meaning of this bestial quality is savageness and enmity and slaughter. Now, within man, there is the savageness and anger of the beast and the greed and voluptuousness of the pig. Thus, the pig, through gluttony, invites man to excess and abomination. And the wild beast, by means of anger, calls him to oppression and harmful acts. The demon continues to stir up the appetite of the pig and the wrath of the wild beast, or to incite one by means of the other. And he makes their inborn dispositions to appear good to them. The sage, who represents the intellect, is in duty bound to ward off the plotting and guile of the demon by revealing his dissembling by means of his, i.e. the sage's, penetrating insight and evident clear illuminations, and to destroy the gluttony of the pig by setting the dog over him. For by means of anger, he breaks down the assault of appetence. Appetence here is sexual desire. He wards off the savageness of the dog by setting the pig over him and bringing the dog in subjection under his rule. If he does this successfully, his affairs are set right, equity is manifest in the kingdom of the body, and all goes in the straight path. What Al-Ghazali is saying here is, you need to be angry. And he mentions this in another book, actually, Kitab al-Muhasaba, or the book of self-examination, vigilance, waraqaba. He mentions, why are we not angry? We are angry when people, you know, don't meet our expectations, you see. or we're not angry when we ourselves don't meet our own expectations. Makes his point. Or we don't meet the expectations of God. You may feel guilty, but are you angry? And this is the point. We need to start being angry with our own selves, our own shortcomings. So anger needs to be redirected. And this is why the sexual and aggressive desires, Freud mentions these, couples them together, many psychoanalysts in the 20th century, they mentioned these two together, are inextricably linked in this way. If you are able to somehow get instrumentalized and weaponized anger against sexual desire, then that is one step closer to achieving mastery. And he says, but if he is unable to overcome them, they overcome him and bring him into servitude. And so he continues to search out crafty tricks and careful plans to satisfy his pig and please his dog. Thus, he is constantly in servitude to a pig or a dog. This is the condition of the majority of mankind. Whenever their primary concern is of the belly, sexual indulgence, vying with the enemy. The strange thing is that he disapproves of idolaters worshipping stones, whereas if the veil were removed and his true state were disclosed and his true condition set before him, as it set before mystics, yani, the top guys in his eyes, either in his sleep or whom when awake, he would see himself standing before a pig, now prostrating himself before him and again kneeling, awaiting his signal and his command. So whenever the pig is roused up to seek the satisfying of any of his appetites, the man is sent forth at once to serve him and bring that for which he lusts. And the same thing he mentions about the dog. Can't mention all that now. And this is a very powerful image here. That it's either you that's going to put the dog and the pig to service for yourself, or you are going to, figuratively of course, prostrate to the dog and the pig.
If you enjoyed that and you want to watch the next episode, click here.